From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, February 2nd. Coming up, one of the biggest snowstorms to hit central Illinois in years is underway. We'll get details from Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The winter storm could bring up to 20 inches of snow in some parts of the state before it's done. Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a disaster proclamation yesterday ahead of the storm, which may also cause layers of ice and whiteout conditions on Illinois roads. Pritzker and other state officials urged residents to be ready and stay off the roads as much as possible.
Make sure that your household has the essentials: food, water, medicine. Keep any mobile devices charged in case of power outages so that you can tune in to local emergency official broadcasts and stay in contact with others. Do not travel or drive if you can avoid doing so.
The Illinois National Guard will be working with state police to help people stranded on roads or needing other assistance. The disaster proclamation is effective through at least Friday. Snow crews across Champaign County are working 12-hour shifts to clear the roads. In the city of Champaign, 25 people staff each shift. The first shift was scheduled to start last night around 11 p.m. Chris Kester is the spokesperson for the Champaign Public Works Department. He says this is a once-in-a-decade kind of storm for his department.
We've had prolonged periods of getting, you know, snow over several days, but within a day and a half, that's going to be a lot of snow coming in a short amount of time.
Kester requests that people stay home and park off the road as much as possible on Wednesday and Thursday. Urbana and Champaign County have also sent out crews to plow the snow. Champaign County has 10 crew members per shift, and Urbana has 12. All three local governments plan to keep alternating crews every 12 hours until the snow stops. Many schools and municipalities have announced closings and cancellations ahead of the winter storm. Here are a few of them. The University of Illinois has moved all classes online from today through Friday. All employees who are able should work remotely with unit approval. Champaign Unit 4 schools will have a remote learning day today. The district will enact full snow days if necessary for the rest of the week, and those decisions will be made on a day-by-day basis. Urbana District 116 will have an e-learning day today. Parkland College in Champaign is closed today. All classes, programs, and services are canceled. A decision about Thursday will be made by 3 p.m. today. Danville District 118 will be closed with no classes for students or teachers both today and tomorrow. A decision on a possible e-learning day for Friday will be made by Thursday afternoon. Find a full list of closings and cancellations that have been submitted to our newsroom at illinoisnewsroom.org. Elsewhere, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is not letting the snowstorm derail his push for tax relief today. Dave McKinney reports.
The governor is moving ahead with his budget plan despite the weather forcing legislators to stay home for his annual budget address. Pritzker intends to propose nearly $1 billion worth of tax relief, money he says will help Illinoisans hurt by surging inflation.
I thought it was important to find different ways that we could lower the prices of all kinds of goods, including gas, including groceries, including property taxes.
The governor will call for suspending a 1% tax on groceries and a roughly 2% tax on gasoline. Pritzker also wants to give property tax rebates of up to $300 to Illinois homeowners. This is Dave McKinney.
You can hear full coverage of the governor's speech starting with a special edition of the 21st Show today at 11 a.m. on WILL AM 580. Still to come, we'll learn more about the snowstorm underway in central Illinois, which could drop as many as 20 inches of snow in spots. A conversation with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. We're under a winter storm warning across much of Illinois until tomorrow night. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard spoke with our news director, Reginald Hardwick, about what we can expect with this storm the next couple of days.
Well, we have made the transition over to snow here in Champaign-Urbana. We had rain early on yesterday evening, changed over to a wintry mix during the overnight. There is an icy glaze on some of the vehicles and surfaces out there. But as of about 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, we've got a steady snow falling out there, and we've got some heavier snowfall rates on the way. There's a big area of precipitation that really, if you take a look at the national radar, extends all the way from the southern plains into the Great Lakes, and we've been waiting on a cold front to slide through to drop those temperatures, and from here forward, we'll be seeing primarily snow. Possible, maybe we see some sleet mixing in there at times, but as we head through the rest of Wednesday morning into early afternoon, that's when we expect to see the heaviest snowfall rates here across Champaign County. So it's possible we'll be seeing, you know, an inch, maybe 2 inches per hour accumulating here as we head through the rest of the morning hours, with that potential lull here later on during the evening. But, you know, in addition to that, as we see the snow begin to stack up quickly through the afternoon, or I'm sorry, through the morning into the afternoon, it's as we get into the afternoon, we'll see those winds begin to gust out of the northeast, anywhere from 30 to 35 miles per hour, sustained 15 to 20 miles per hour. That means, you know, we're shy of blizzard criteria, but especially as you get into rural and open areas, you're really going to start to see that snow begin to blow around. So even as the snow rates maybe taper off later today, still going to be dealing with some blowing snow and some visibility issues as you get out into the more open areas.
What time do you imagine that the snow will kind of taper off, and then when does the next round get started?
Sure. Well, as we kind of look into the future here, it looks like the first round is going to begin to taper off as we get into the afternoon and early evening hours. If I kind of take a look at all of the early morning guidance, it seems to be that the best suggestion for a lull here is going to be anywhere from late evening here, 5, 6 o'clock this evening, up to around midnight. It does look like anywhere after midnight, we could start to see that light snow begin to pick back up from the second round that starts coming in from the southwest. And then that snow is expected to become heavier as we head into a Thursday morning. So really kind of mirroring what we see today, although a little bit lighter snowfall amounts total tomorrow. So that lull is really during the kind of late evening into the early overnight hours before we resume things on Thursday morning.
Are we still looking at total snowfall totals around a foot?
Yep, it does look like here in Champaign County, across much of East Central Illinois, we'll be, you know, probably finishing right around a foot. We'll see how much snow we get from each of these rounds individually. It looks like today's snow should produce around 6 to 10 inches. And then as we get into tomorrow morning and Thursday's snow, likely adding several more inches on top of that. So we'll see what we've got here as snow kind of, trickles to a pause during the late evening hours. But it's likely we'll pick up, a half a foot or up, you know, close to that foot with today's snow. So with the transition here early this morning, you know, we're already starting to stack up. It looks like maybe upwards of an inch or so out there already. Most of the roads becoming snow and ice covered here as we get the Wednesday morning commute started. So hopefully, you know, folks are able to make different plans, and people who are able are staying home today, because it will stack up quickly as we head through the morning and afternoon hours today.
And then when does this all come to an end, and tomorrow, and what can we expect after that?
So even as snow ends late in the day on Thursday, we're going to see that blowing and drifting snow, low visibility, you know, issues getting the roads clear Thursday night. As we head into Friday, we'll see sunny conditions, so we'll have the ability to get those roads cleared and get the snow off the surfaces, but we're going to be dealing with some colder temperatures. So a high of 20 on Friday, but we'll be falling below zero on Friday night, a few degrees below zero for that air temperature. The winds will begin to fade again. That is some good news. Winds anywhere from 5 to 10 miles per hour on that very chilly Friday, but that'll still be enough to send those wind chills anywhere from 5 to 10 below zero. So a lot of snow first here today, another dose of snow on Thursday, and then Friday we get that cold air on the backside.
That's Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. He spoke with Reginald Hardwick. And finally, in your forecast, Andrew says snow will fall most of the day, heavy at times. We'll have cloudy skies with a high of 29 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Emily Hayes, Dave McKinney, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.